Now to Neighbors Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with coverage from the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholders Conference in just a moment. University researchers conclude that parasite-controlling cow herds improve returns by $201 per head. Get your share by treating cows and calves with Ivomec brand products. Simply use an Ivomec brand product this spring. If the improved average calf weaning weight doesn't cover your product costs, Mary L. will make it right. That's the Ivomec Challenge. Call 888-8-IVOMEC to get $30 on a 5-liter or equivalent size injection. Again, that number is 888-848-6632. Ivomec.
Desperate to own a grasshopper riding more, Herb uses the power of subliminal suggestion on his sleeping wife, Alice. The next afternoon,
honey, I'm home.
Herb, I bought something.
Does it have year-round attachments?
A brass door knocker.
Not a brass knocker or a grasshopper.
If you're dreaming of the true zero turn trims as it mows grasshopper, don't beat around the bush. Beat it to your nearby dealer.
Find the grasshopper dealer closest to you at grasshoppermower.com.
The Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholders Summit is underway this week in Arlington, Virginia. Wesley Smith is one of the speakers at this year's event. He's a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. His discussion at the Animal Ag Alliance Conference was the key differences between animal rights and animal welfare.
Well, the term animal rights has come to mean any activity that involves animals at all. Humane use, proper use, which is actually properly called animal welfare. Animal welfare understands and accepts that human beings have the right to use animals for our benefit, but that we have a concomitant duty, which is an important duty, to do so in a humane and proper manner. Animal rights loathes animal welfare. Animal rights says there is a moral equivalency between human beings and animals. As a consequence, that which is done to an animal should be viewed in the same way as if the same thing were done to a human being. As a consequence of which, in the end, it's a multi-generational project, there should be no animal domestication whatsoever.
So most certainly the goal of animal rights groups that are associated with this type of a concept, whether it's PETA, Humane Society of the U.S. or others, is not just to be kinder to animals, to have animals taken better care of, but indeed to drive all domesticated animal industries out of business. According to Wesley Smith, he says that this is something we could see play out in the courtroom over the next 5 years or so.
One of the biggest agenda items of animal rights is giving animals the right to bring lawsuits in their own names. And of course, it wouldn't be the animals bringing the lawsuits. They would have no clue as to what was going on. But that would enable animal rights activists who are adamant enemies of animal industries to use the courtrooms as a method of hammering animal industries into submission. Imagine if you have a dairy farm and your herd could sue you. Imagine if you're a laboratory that conducts cancer research on lab rats and the lab rats brought a class action lawsuit. You might laugh at this, but that is something that is pushed for within the animal rights industry. You have more than 100 law schools in this country with animal law clinics seeking to unleash hordes of lawyers against animal industries to do this very thing.
And indeed, Cass Sunstein, of course, is the regulatory czar for the Obama administration. The White House is one of those that has touted this idea of animals being able to sue their owners. Animal agriculture, of course, protested his confirmation and held it up for quite some time because they didn't like a person with those kind of beliefs in his type of a position. More of Wesley Smith's thoughts, by the way, can be found in his new book, A Rat is a Pig as a Dog is a Boy. Check it out. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, May 1st, is the Hall Cattle Company Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 200 head, including 45 fall calving pairs, 35 spring calving pairs, 30 bred heifers, and 10 open heifer calves. For a sale catalog, just call 580-597-3006 or go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. The Hall Cattle Company Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine Production Sale coming Saturday, May 1st, near Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.